USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump telling reporters he's not ready to force out his labor secretary, Alex Acosta.
I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that works so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York says it's time for Acosta to go.
Instead of prosecuting a predator and serial sex trafficker of children, Acosta chose to let him off easy. This is not acceptable.
Expert predictions say another powerful earthquake could take place again this week, leaving much of Southern California on edge. Aftershocks have been taking place about once a minute since Friday's magnitude 7.1 Ridgecrest earthquake. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Billionaire and former presidential candidate Ross Perot is dead at the age of 89. During the 1992 presidential campaign, Perot ran a TV infomercial using charts and graphs.
Since we're dealing with voodoo economics, a great young lady from Louisiana sent me this voodoo stick, and I will use it as my pointer tonight.
Perot had been battling leukemia and died in his Dallas home. The latest is out regarding small business optimism in June. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Small Business Optimism Index, maintained by the National Federation of Independent Businesses, while running close to historic highs. That overall index picking up 1.5 points in May, while elements hit some of the highest levels ever. Planned capital outlays were near historic highs across a range of industries, including transportation, manufacturing, and construction.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says Republican policies have helped reinvigorate the U.S. economy.
The economy is overflowing with opportunities. American workers are in high demand, and more previously sidelined individuals are getting to clock back in.
Biologist Jeff Corwin says the uptick in deadly alligator attacks in Florida stems from an increasing number of both humans and gators in the state. Corwin also tells Fox News,
alligator populations have exploded, and what you need to keep in mind is that alligators just a few decades ago were critically endangered. They're one of our greatest conservation success stories, to the point that now they are no longer endangered, and they are an animal that can be hunted, and they're considered a resource. But every month, over 3,000 people move to Florida. And as the population of these two pinnacle species, human beings and alligators, increase, the odds that there'll be conflict will also increase. If there's a body of water in Florida, if there's a pond, a swamp, a lagoon, even a swimming pool, it's very likely there's an alligator nearby. We both share this ecosystem together, and that's where you get situations like this.
The Florida Fish and Game Commission is warning people never to feed gators and stay away if they see one. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.